You are listening to Roundtable. Health-conscious consumers have a lot of new ways to work out these days, including using apps as a form of motivation. But it turns out that it's also these new ways that turn out to be startups that can make a lot of money from it. And there's more to that. For many, fitness has become more than just a hobby. It is a lifestyle, and also for some people, it becomes a way that you brand yourself. So guys, tell me more about what's going on in the fitness industry right now.
Yeah, no problem.
Sorry, that was my voice
from a lumber sexual.
It's not as good as last time.
Not as good as last time. Okay, so according to Xinhua's news agency, spending... Basically, the United States is spending a massive amount of money on $3.4 trillion on healthy equipment and the fitness economy, okay? It's the booming industry there, and it seems like companies here in China, like Alibaba Group Holding LTD, are making some future investments for this happening in China with Alibaba Health. So what's going on here, guys? I can tell you that in the U.S., fitness is becoming a huge industry. I remember before I left, you have Under Armour commercials, Gatorade. Fitness is a huge part of our culture, and I think, you know, we used to be the fattest country in the world. And I think now, because of this influence and this huge industry we have going on in the U.S., that's all changing. But it seems like it could be changing here in China as well, right?
Yeah, definitely. And a lot of people do actually take advantage of this trend here in China. A lot of individuals who even set up their own business. So not only the big giants like Alibaba is doing that, a lot of individuals are doing that as well, because they know what they have been investing in. They know how to invest in this particular field. So I got on one example. I don't want to publicize his name, but he's doing something amazing. That is, in less than 2 years, this person has turned his social networking group into a booming business. Basically, what he does is, a program called 100 People Running for 100 Days. And through WeChat, it can help people build a running habit within 100 days. And of course, for himself to make money. And after these 100 days, if you cannot formulate this very good habit of running, you'll be kicked off without refund. And those people who actually have this habit can get a refund of 200 kuai. But there is a membership fee that is worth 598 kuai. See, when we talk about this investment, it's amazing. Just, you don't have any cost basically in this business deals. An individual wants to join your running club, he or she has to pay these nearly 600 kuai. And according to the research, 67% of the people cannot just sustain running themselves. And this person just got this humongous amount of money.
For me, this sounds like almost someone's holding a carrot in front of you and telling you to, like, and you're running for the carrot trying to get it, but it's on a stick, on a string, and it's hanging in front of you. For me, I've always thought, you have to find a way to make exercise relevant to you. And that's different for so many people. For me, I mean, you'll meet guys that make it really technical, like you get a 2-minute oxygen break, you breathe, then go, work out hard,
oh,
go.
Oh, God, that puts me off.
Right, you get out of work and you want to go, and some people like that kind of military-like training, like go. But yeah. For me, it's more about, I really love music. So when I'm in there, I'm on my Spotify, I'm jamming out. And at the same time, I'm taking my time with these equipment. But for me, it's that feeling of when you really exerting your body, and it's almost like it's like a drug for me. It just feels really good. And my self-confidence goes sky high when I do it.
That's really interesting. Since we're talking about personal experience, then why don't we just dive further into it? I want to ask you guys, what's up with this mind and body part here, that it's kind of quasi-religious, it's even kind of culty for some people, that what are people getting out of this?
Right. So I feel like there's countless examples of mind over matter. I mean, if I'm pronouncing it wrong, please correct me. But in the U.S., the Shaolin Temple is super famous because of pop culture, kung fu, and Hollywood. But still, the history and whatnot that happens there, it's basically these guys do incredible things with just some what sounds like focus. And I think, you know, there's so many examples of people who don't have a leg but do Olympic running, and sometimes your body will tell you no. And many times when you're running, you'll get that feeling. But what's really cool about the gym, and I feel like in the future we'll know more of how it builds so many things in your mind, but when you tell your body like, hey, calm down, like we're going to do this, we can achieve our goal. And even when your body's complaining, you still go, you still do it. That's mind over matter. Your body will complain to you almost like a dog, but whatever, you know, like if you control your body, your mind is in control. So that's what I feel the relevance it has to me.
Oh, that's really interesting. Lu Yu.
Well, I think a lot of people do sports in a different way. Well, a lot of people would rather enjoy the solitude when they're running. They can listen to the sounds and jogging at the same time. But a lot of people would rather join a group and running collectively. And I think basically there are two things they can get out of this campaign. For one thing, I think it's the sense of belonging. Because if you do it individually, you can't guarantee the progress and whether you can persist in running in the future. So a lot of people join these group, and it's kind of a lot of people doing this together, and you have a team leader. It's an organization, and you have your particular position in that group. And also, when you finish this, you get 200 kuai yi hong bao from the organizers. You know,
you're talking about the specific story again.
Yeah, that's financial reward. I mean, you have this sense of achievement, and that can help you further doing sports in the future.
Yeah, I think you guys talk about two very different routes, but you guys meet at the same place, that is the gym. And I think, there is definitely the motivation or incentive issue, and that's kind of what keeps us going, whether it's financial or it's, you know, when you join an app or a group of people and then you motivate each other, and there's like a competitive spirit that arises. That's one thing. Or like Ryan, you look great, and you have your music, and you know that keeps you going. I think there's also this general sentiment for a lot of people that we are just anxiety-ridden, stressed out people, and especially in urban areas. And when you go for a workout or you go to do some exercise after work, you sweat it out. Not only your body, you know, changes through the process, but also I think sometimes you kind of just feel like life can be a little bit better afterwards, as it just, I don't know what oxygen, whatever chemical that you release afterwards, you feel better. And that's what keeps me going and doing exercise.
You know, it's like, it's interesting because humans have evolved over so many years, and I don't think we're ever created for a sedentary lifestyle of just sitting down. We, in fact, this one guy, I forget his name, he made this book of research about the history of running. And basically he said human beings are bipedal. We walk on two legs, and we're meant to not run fast, but have amazing endurance. And actually, what we would do in the past is we'd chase down our animals till they got tired, and hunting and whatnot. But your body is an animal. It needs to run. That's how we did it for so many years. So when you deprive it of that, I think it'll take a toll on you in one way or another.
So I think after doing sports, people will feel generally very good. We have a faster pace of metabolism. At the same time, you feel refreshed, revitalized. You're more robust and energetic.
Yes, and this morning when I was checking out my abs as I was putting on my right before I was putting on my clothes, look at those lines. I felt
super
good.
Super hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So not just, you know, the experience, but also the results. It's super. That's all I'm going to say about my body today. See you tomorrow, everybody. Bye.